The solemn liturgy was celebrated at the initiative of the Procurator of the Syrian Catholic Church, His Beatitude Yusef Yunan III, Patriarch of Antioch of the Syrians, in suffrage of the 58 people who were killed in the 31st of October terrorist attack on the Cathedral of Our Lady of Salvation in Baghdad. Thursday evening, survivors from that terrible tragedy, who since November 11th have been receiving treatment at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, were also present. Their words and their faces were the physical testimony of the wounds that the Iraqi Christian community has suffered and continues to suffer for its faith.
Il pensiero, il cuore e la preghiera vanno in Iraq.
In his homily to them, Cardinal Sandri spoke of the saving mystery of martyrdom. He said our thoughts, hearts and prayers go to Iraq, and to many other parts of the world where to this very day loyalty to baptism is answered in blood for he who loved us to the cross. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful, he said, adding that no kind of cruelty can destroy a religion which is based on the mystery of Christ's cross.
La Chiesa, infatti, non diminuisce.
The Church, in fact, he said, does not diminish with persecution. Rather, it develops. And the Lord's field is enhanced by a more abundant harvest when the grains of wheat, which have fallen one by one, are reborn and multiply.
I cristiani debono poter restare dove sono nati.
In the dramatic reality of an Iraq riven by conflict and persecution, Cardinal Sandri called on the ambassadors present from many different nations and of many different religious denominations to petition their governments for concrete action to promote the peaceful coexistence of individuals and communities throughout the Middle East. Christians, he said, must be able to remain where they were born, to offer personally and through the works of the Church, without any discrimination, their unique contribution to charity at an educational, cultural and social level.
Essi desiderano concorrere.
Christians, he said, only wish to contribute to the progress of their beloved nation in generous openness towards Muslims and all their compatriots.
Con quanta riconoscenza.
Finally, returning once again to that tragic evening of October 31st, before the prayer for peace, he said, a cruel wind attempted to stifle their love of God, which animated them, and they faced it with the weapons of faith, hope, and charity, with flesh and blood. They have announced the death and proclaimed the resurrection of Christ until he comes again. I'm Emer McCarthy.